Catholic in Attendance, Episode 6, The Shy Guy Party Survival Guide. In today's episode, you will learn to be okay being by yourself at a party, strike up a conversation or join a discussion, have fun conversations, know when to move on to another interaction, leave the party graciously. Hello and welcome to Catholic in Attendance, a podcast about Catholicism, masculinity, marriage, and life in general. I'm your host, Josh Griesenbach. I appreciate that you are checking out the show and sincerely hope that you enjoy it. After giving this episode a listen and realizing that it's just about the best thing since the chicken nugget was invented, follow me on Twitter at @JoshCheckingIn and or send me an email to CatholicInAttendance@gmail.com and or leave a comment or review about how great the program is on the Apple iTunes Store. And or tell all your friends about the show. Now, without further ado, let's begin Episode 6, The Shy Guy Party Survival Guide. How to be okay being by yourself at a party. Let's face it, you're awesome. And whether you acknowledge it regularly enough or not, you are. God created you to do things that nobody else in the world ever has done or will do. Pretty cool, huh? Keep that in mind when you find yourself either attending a party solo or you find yourself virtually abandoned at a get-together when your girlfriend, wife, or buddy is busy making friends with someone else and you're hanging out, stuck and idle, playing with the change in your pockets. For those of you who don't know, change is the currency that people used to carry in their pockets before debit cards. It came in handy when you found yourself at a fountain or served as a tambourine in a pinch. At this moment, if you're like me, you might get carried away feeling like you're the only person at a party who is not talking to someone. Then you start feeling self-conscious and wondering why you are the only guy at the party who isn't shooting the breeze at the moment. You wonder what it looks like to others. You, here at this party, seemingly alone, what a weirdo, you assume they think. And then, because you think you appear weird, then you actually start to act weird. Fidgeting and nervously looking around, desperately searching the room for someone to talk to, pretty soon you're reduced to climbing on the nearest chair and crying, "Me want talk," until the planes come and shoot you down. Chill out, yo. Everything's okay. Nothing's wrong with you. You're just at a nice, peaceful lull in the party. Enjoy your beverage or snack. Take this moment to acknowledge that you are awesome and that even though it seems that everyone around you has found someone to talk with, they haven't found the coolest person at the party to talk to. You. Picture this. Instead of looking weird and alone to people who might glance your way, you actually look mysterious and different. What makes that guy so confident that he's over there hanging out solo while everyone else is clinging from one group to another as they make their way around the party? They practically have to do a double take to make sure that you aren't Indiana Jones. When you're ready to make someone's day with your presence, move on to the next step. How to strike up a conversation or join a discussion. Grab that beverage of yours and make a loop around the party, checking out the different people who were there and the different groups that have formed. Which person or group seems most interesting to you? Don't trouble yourself with thoughts about who you should speak with. Instead, focus on who you're interested in spending a few minutes with. If it's an individual that you want to strike up a conversation with, see if they're wearing something unique that you could comment on or ask them a question about. That single comment or question is all that it takes for your conversation to be off and running. If it's a group that you have your eye on, you could go one of two ways. You could walk up to the group, break into the conversation, and introduce yourself and say hello to the people you recognize. Or you could stand nearby and wait for someone to say something that you could ask a question or provide a comment about. You might stand nearby for a while before you see a way in, but once you're in, you're in. Once you've gotten into the conversation with either the individual or group, keep the conversation going by being as curious as possible. You could ask about their thoughts on the food being served at the party or what else they have going on that week or weekend. The goal here is to keep asking questions until you find something that you and the person or the group are excited to talk about. Once you find that magic topic, consider your nerves done. Interest is a key point to your comfort during a social encounter. Even the shyest person can find it really easy to come out of their shell when they're talking about something that they really enjoy. how to have fun conversations. As we discussed previously, finding something that you have an interest in that you can talk about is absolutely essential, because if you're really interested in something, chances are that you'll know a lot about it, so you'll probably be able to get a lot of conversation mileage out of it. So if you're spending a lot of time talking about something that you really enjoy, you're going to be having fun. But make sure that you're not the only person having fun. Any chance you get, steer the conversation towards others. Take your turn telling a story or sharing your opinion, but then ask if others have stories and what their opinions are. People like to talk about themselves, so share the stage and make sure that everyone is having a good time. How to know when to move on to another interaction. If you find that the conversation is dried up and that the other person or people isn't volunteering any other thoughts or asking you any questions, chances are that this is a great time to move on to another person or another group to begin the game of striking up a conversation again. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to find one person or group at the beginning of a party and hang out with them for the rest of the time. If the person or the group that you are speaking with doesn't respond well to you trying to join their conversation or strike up a conversation in the first place, then they are, best case scenario, lacking social skills, or, worst case scenario, not very nice people. Either way, you probably don't want to spend your time at this fun party with those people. Remember, you're awesome, and that you're here to have a good time. Just move along until you find people like you. Awesome people. People with whom you share interests. One smooth way to leave a conversation without any hard feelings is to bring up the food at the party. Ask if the person has eaten anything, if they aren't eating anything right at that time. If they are, just ask them about that. If they have eaten anything, ask them if they would recommend it. Then, say that you're going to check out the food and presto, you're free. No hard feelings, no awkwardness, and now you get to head to the food area to fuel up for your next amazing social interaction. How to leave the party graciously. When you've had as much fun as you can handle, before you get that one last piece of cake, make sure you pay a visit to whoever is responsible for throwing the party, and that you thank them for inviting you, and that you let them know that you had a great time. Then, grab your stuff, strut to the door, and make your exit, knowing that you just rocked that party. And now you're ready to survive a party and have a great time. Thanks for checking out Catholic in Attendance. Remember to follow me on Twitter at @JoshCheckingIn. Send me an email to CatholicInAttendance@gmail.com. Then leave a comment or review about how great the program is on Apple's iTunes Store and tell all your friends about the show. For Catholic in Attendance, this is Josh Griesenbach. I'll catch you next time.